It's time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And Evan Lips is with us. He is the chef with Sodexo, in charge of food services for Washington Community Schools. Evan, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
I tell you, your job encompasses quite a bit. Of course, for those not familiar, Sodexo Services took over the cafeterias at Washington Community Schools this first full year, right?
Yeah,
first full year. I guess we could start by recapping how the year has gone and what kind of feedback you've got since you've taken over the program.
Oh, it's been great. Students love it. I mean, they have a lot more choices at lunchtime and breakfast. It's all been positive feedback.
I know my son is an eighth grader at Washington Junior High, and we don't have to pack his lunch anymore.
No, you don't.
So the cafeteria, I put quotes around it, cafeteria food as we once knew it has changed quite a bit day and age.
Yeah, thing of the past.
A lot more choices at the elementary and junior high and high school level, and that's due to Sodexo Services. They take care of the food now in the cafeteria. And with that being said, the school year is winding down, and Evan, something that is we think about is the fact that these kids, day in and day out during the school year, rely on the lunches. Many get free or reduced lunches, and when school is out, it becomes a problem over the summer months.
Absolutely. So we have come up with a summer feeding program sponsored by the USDA. Any child under 18 years of age can eat for free this summer. They just have to come to one of our sites and at the allotted times, and they can get a free lunch.
Oh, is there anything, any paperwork or anything they have to fill out?
Absolutely not. I'll read the sites today, and then of course at some point we'll have them up on the Washington Community Schools website, and all they have to do is show up.
Wow.
And it's free lunch.
Again, this is absolutely free, and I hope everybody that needs it will take advantage of this great, worthwhile service. Where can they go to enjoy these lunches, and what times are you going to offer them?
Washington High School Cafeteria from 11:30 to 1:30. 602 Mound Street, there's a small community building, storage building around those apartments there. They can have lunch there from 1 to 2. And either Lena Dunn's parking lot or Longfellow Park. I'm going to be on the agenda for the Parks Board meeting next week to see if I can set up in Longfellow. And if either one of those, it'll be 11:30 to 12:30.
And again, this is absolutely free?
Yes. We're still adding sites. I just found this out yesterday. We can do closed sites. So if somebody has a summer camp or a daycare center or something like that, we can work out to where either you can come pick up the food or I can drop it off. I just have to do some training that takes 20-30 minutes, and they have to fill out some paperwork when they do it, but they can get it for free. And it's a closed site, so you don't have to worry about the state advertising it and having people show up at your daycare wanting a free lunch. So
wow. Again, this is through the USDA, mm-hmm. some kind of grant?
They reimburse it. We count the meals. They're very strict about the paperwork that we have to keep, and then every month they reimburse the school district for all the meals we serve.
How about that? And what type of meals are we talking about here, Evan?
Spaghetti and meatballs, tacos, fajitas, pizza. One day we'll have cheeseburgers and hot dogs, so it's not going to be a cold lunch, cold sandwich kind of thing. It's going to be hot meals. So
man, oh man. Again, this is free for those 18 and younger, so we want to make sure everybody is fed over the summer months when school is not in session. For those that take advantage of the free or reduced lunches, they're going to be available to you throughout the summer months as well. And what I like about this is you're going to them not just one site, but you've got sites spread throughout the community.
Absolutely. I found we started a dinner program, and what I found is that it's hard sometimes for kids to get to the site. So with this, the community schools are getting a food trailer, which that's a whole nother story. We haven't gotten it yet. But we're going to be able to be mobile. So, and we can change these sites throughout the summer. If we go to a site and we're not getting a lot of turnout, we just tell the state, hey, we're moving to a new spot, and we can move somewhere else. So if somebody has suggestions, you know, if there's a place that kids hang out that I can get to them and get the meals to them, let me know, please.
Man, again, what a great, worthwhile service. We hope everybody will take advantage of it that needs it. Evan, I know you've put a lot of work into getting the paperwork and getting the ball rolling with this, so we appreciate your efforts, too. And when will these meals start, then?
June 5th, and they will run the entire summer to July 31st. The only time we're going to be down is for 4th of July holiday. We'll be down for a couple of days then.
All right. Well, again, if you have questions about this, is there a way they can contact you?
Yeah, they can just call my cell phone, area code 812-582-9118, or I'm sure the central office number is on the website. They can call that number and get a hold of me through there, too.
Summer school lunch program available through Sodexo Services. Again, your cafeteria providers. Eben Lips is the executive chef there. And Eben, again, hats off to you for getting this, spearheading this and getting it rolling. And we hope everybody will take advantage of it. We want no kid to go hungry over the summer months. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for coming in with the information today. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.